A recent opinion survey says two-thirds of Nigerians believe democracy is a better form of government than any other. Surviving 7 years of democracy is a record in Nigeria, where frequent military interventions have thwarted previous attempts at democratic rule. In a televised address to mark what is known here as Democracy Day, President Olusegun Obasanjo said Nigeria has made remarkable progress under his watch and appealed for more support for his reforms.
Today, we are all beginning to see the results of the reform program. Let us not allow those that seem pathologically fixated on operating a system of anything goes and business as usual to distract, confuse, intimidate, derail or compromise us as we lay solid foundations for a better future for all.
The poll, conducted by a civil society group, Afrobarometer, indicated that Mr. Obasanjo's popularity is at an all-time low, while almost two-thirds of Nigerians believe the economy is in worse shape. Critics say the reforms have created hardships for ordinary Nigerians. Wumi Bewaji is an opposition leader in Nigeria's House of Representatives.
This government has earned in 7 years more revenue than all the other administrations put together, yet you cannot find anything on the street. This is a government that has so much opportunities, so many advantages, but refuse to make use of it. And at the end of the day, the government has failed its people. And people can't even wait for May 2007 to come for them to say bye-bye to this government that has failed them.
With a stage set for elections, the next couple of months are considered very important for Nigeria's political future. With Obasanjo out of the picture, some analysts say the political scene in Africa's top oil producer is in a state of flux. Current Vice President Atiku Abubakar and former military ruler Ibrahim Babangida are some of the leading candidates in elections expected next year. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.